Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort from my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out our podcast, sign up for our RSS feed, our blog, check out everything going on there. So as you know, we're doing more shows now, and this is one of the shows where I interview women about their sex lives, about what they like, what they don't like, what their favorite moves are, what tricks work for them. And today I'm talking to Hope. Hi, Hope.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's really good to talk to you. Okay, so tell me, when do you first remember having your first sexual experience?
I like to say 16, but it was on the cusp of 16.
What happened?
Boyfriend, parents leaving town, Thanksgiving Day, and a whole house to ourselves. Even confirmed that my parents were out of town, but I still had sex in the shed.
You had sex in the shed your first time?
First time.
Was it good?
No, but I cried and cried and cried because I wasn't a virgin anymore. So I cried, and he was feeling terrible and told me some story that how he was dying of cancer. So it was okay. And then I figured since I wasn't a virgin anymore and he was dying of cancer, which I, of course, knew was a lie, we would just start doing it again. And I
loved it. Are you religious or something? Are you?
No, I was just in Texas and right. I was supposed to be a virgin.
So you're from Texas?
From Texas.
Okay, so you grew up where exactly?
Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. Okay, so when do you remember having your first like sexual feelings? Do you remember masturbating when you were younger? How did you learn about your body?
I remember one time being on a, like just taking a nap with my mom, being on a day bed, and she was asleep, and I remember like having my fist, like just kind of sitting on my fist, and she's, "What are you doing?" And then I literally don't remember masturbating again.
Oh, because she said, "What are you doing?" She wasn't like, "Oh, honey, that's
She was like, "What are you doing?" And she knew what I was doing, kind of, you know. So
I
don't remember.
Did you say?
I was probably in fourth grade. How old
are you in fourth grade? I don't know. You're like
10, 11. No, I think you're like 10 or 11.
No, that's fifth grade.
Oh, really? Okay, so I think I was probably 9 or 10.
Okay.
And then I don't remember doing it again until I was 22. But I've never, unfortunately, been very successful about it.
Masturbation, it's hard for you.
But it still is. Like, I can't concentrate long enough.
Right.
I mean, now without porn, there's no way. Like, it's just fast, and then it's...
So if you watch, so you watch porn?
I do watch porn.
What kind of porn?
Pornhub.com.
Pornhub.com. Okay. They should be one of our advertisers.
Yeah.
So what's on porn? What kind of porn are you attracted to?
I was always just, unfortunately, terribly straight, but I was always just attracted to girl and girl. But lately, I think because there's, you know, a lack of male energy in my life, I've been more attracted to heterosexual sex.
Okay.
But I'm a little freaked out about it because I want to know, I'm trying to watch the ones that only have like the names of people because
right.
I want to know that they're not a sex slave in Eastern Europe or wherever. So I'm trying to like figure out who's...
It's good. You have morals around the porn.
Yes.
You watch.
I'm trying to figure out which women are making money off
so
of.
So you can, so then once you watch porn, then you're
it's
doing
like
your sex
seconds.
Toys or do you...
I use a vibrator.
Right. What just kind?
Very basic. I went actually...
Like a pocket rocket?
No, I can't remember. It's not a... I went in to buy it recently at Good Vibrations, and it was really funny. Like, the woman was talking to me about... I was asking her vibrator questions, and everything she asked me was... I went in looking for the rabbit, basically, and she instructed me that, like, I would probably want external versus internal, which was true.
Right.
But But
external clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, right. That's just all I care about. I don't care about. She said that was what most people want, actually.
Absolutely. 81% of women need clitoral stimulation.
Really? Okay, so that's definitely what I need. So she was right, but the way she was talking to me made me laugh, but she was probably 21. I was like, but I'm not a virgin. Like, I felt like I was a virgin. Right. So, anyway.
You were a virgin vibrator buyer.
Yes, as she was speaking to me. Like,
so you need clitoral stimulation. Like, most women need that. Like, a lot of the whole elusive G-spot, I mean, we all think, oh, it's going to be like the holy grail of orgasms, but really it's like, if you can have a clitoral orgasm, it's true.
Yeah.
So did you first, do you remember when you first had your very first orgasm?
Yes, but this is a really weird story. People are going to think I'm being facetious, but I'm not. I remember having my first orgasm sometime at, 16, I guess, probably with the boyfriend.
Oh, you did? So during intercourse with your boyfriend at 16. That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I like to have sex with him a lot, and that was... But when I was 13, my mother... I was going to a parochial school, and it was in Texas, and I was asking questions about, is Jesus Christ personal savior and all of that. Like, I was asking if my brother and sister were going to go to heaven. And my mother got really freaked out by my line of questioning and took me out of the parochial school and put me into a prep school, thank goodness. But anyway, meanwhile, I had gone to this Bible, camp, which she was also a little bit freaked out about. But later I realized when I had an orgasm having sex, that when I was saved, it was an orgasm. And people think I'm being like,
when you
kidding
felt
about
saved,
but I was like, it was kind of a revival, literally, like, come down, accept Jesus Christ if you believe in Jesus. And I remember that euphoria and that feeling. And then later on at 15, when I was having sex, a sexual orgasm, I knew it was exactly the same feeling, like that euphoria and that orgasm.
Wow. So that's really amazing to make that connection.
I mean, to me that I'm not
are you a religious person now at all?
No.
Okay. So you had this revelation about orgasm. So you are easily able to orgasm then during intercourse when you're having sex with the man?
Yes, but unfortunately I'm rarely very present. I'm usually fantasizing.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you're fantasizing about... What do you fantasize about?
Some the stuff last person I was dating, I was actually present pretty much, which is odd. But.
So you really can... You go there. So in your mind, you're having sex with someone and you're fantasizing about... Are you fantasizing about, like, porn you've watched or someone you know or a situation that, like, you never want to happen but you just... like to fantasize about it?
I think I'm fairly dominant in life, so I'm usually fairly submissive, and so it's usually some I'm getting
during
paid
sex or submissive.
Or I'm getting, right. No, not during sex. I'm not submissive in my actions. I'm in my fantasy.
In your
I'm
fantasy, you're submissive.
I'm either getting paid or...
So you're not even thinking about the person you're with, but you're thinking about the scenario of, like, maybe they paid you and you were...
I think, unfortunately, when I start dating someone,
you're present.
I'm present, and then
for how long? How many months? I always say 6 months, to a year if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky, yeah.
If you're lucky, maybe it's more like 3 months.
And then, although in the end, I feel like the last person I was having sex with, I was pretty present in the with him, but I really do think anatomically it worked better for me, so I didn't have
what
to.
What do you
go
mean anatomically it worked better?
I just think that it was like a better. It was a good fit, and I feel like I think I was more present sexually with him. I don't feel like I had a great... Unfortunately, I don't feel like I was totally available emotionally.
Ain't it always that way?
Yeah, but I do feel like physically I didn't have to go into a fantasy as much to orgasm.
Oh, wow. So do you think it was because anatomically you fit together?
I think
so. There's probably some intimacy there, too.
Yeah, I probably should have explored the intimacy more, but unfortunately...
Right, but you weren't able to go there. That's okay. So where are you at now? When was the last time... What was the best sex you ever had? If I said to you, Amanda... Sorry, I'll cut that. If I said to you, Hope... I'll say it again. If I said to you, Hope, what's the best sex you ever had? Like, what comes to your mind? What happened?
I think I would probably think about... I would think about several different, experiences, but I think I've had a lot of good sex, which I'm happy about, with people I've been connected with, and so I can think of some really fun experiences.
Give it to
different.
Me.
Yeah.
Just one. Describe
just one. One was someone I was on a trip with in Thailand, and we were really at each other's throats, and it was raining all day long, and we were just... had sex all over this room with lots of crazy brute and like destroyed the room, and it was just sexy and fun and
right.
ridiculous, and that was fun. And then there's been other, I don't know, I've had a lot of good breakup sex, I guess.
Really? You
know?
Oh, good. Like after you break up or when you're breaking up?
I suppose like, breaking like up. Like I tend to make these big statements, like this is over, and then that's always the best sex.
That's the best sex. So maybe do you do that repeatedly in relationships? Kind of like, this is over, let's have sex.
No, unfortunately, it's just more.
No, it really is over.
It's really good. And then, unfortunately, then that creates the regret cycle of, oh, that was so good.
But, do you think that we're meant to be monogamous with one person for the rest of our life?
No. I mean, it's getting more comfortable as I get older, the idea of that, obviously. But no, I don't think it's natural to it.
So have you been married before?
I have.
You have. And how was that? What happened?
I was really immature, and I got married because I was, I just felt, I'm fresh off the boat from Texas, and I felt like that's what I was supposed to do, and married a really nice man. I wasn't, I don't think I was terribly present, and I'm definitely scared of, I feel like I should get married again, but it definitely is something that's nerve-wracking to me.
Okay. And?
I feel societally, I should say, I should get married.
Right, but you might not want to.
I do. I would like to work through my commitment issues, and if I can, then I would like to. But if I can't, I think I would be wise to stay away from it.
Okay. What is your biggest turn on sexually? Like, if you had to think, like, what could a guy do that would be your biggest turn on? If he blank, it could be like a sex move. Like, I love when a guy holds my hand behind my head, or I love when a guy kisses my neck. Or, you know, is there anything that a guy does that every time you're like, oh, that is the move?
I think I like what somebody else would be like. The last person I was having sex with, he just like did this thing, he was like pick up, I can't explain my body. I mean, it was like so sexy to me, the way he would like grab my ass.
Did he grab your ass?
Yeah.
I love when guys grab my ass.
I never had anyone else, I mean, I had other people do other things I loved, but I've never had anybody do. So I guess I like naturalness and authenticity, and I don't like laughing during sex, but I only like to have sex with people who I find humorous, you know, but you know, not taking that into
right,
the sex.
Right.
So
what would be a turnoff? What would a guy do that you were like, oh my God, did you really just get in bed with your socks on or something like
someone
that?
Someone who was really like tied to one position, not tied, but you know, like really, I dated one guy and he was really good looking. And then after like third time, I realized a couple of people I've dated, including my ex-husband, actually, I think that latently they felt sex was dirty, and that's a turnoff to me. Like, when you can tell that person, like, isn't, that there's something, there's
what
some
do you mean, he felt sex with you was dirty?
He didn't after we married, but when we were dating, there was some association with him, and I think his dad was secretly gay, and so he had, like, some issues around, I don't mean that to me, but for some reason for him, like he had some experiences and I basically dragged out of him after years right. and he kind of walked in on his dad and stuff. And I still don't know the effects of it, but somehow he, before we were really together, he felt like it was, I don't know if it was a clean phobe or what, but just right. didn't feel like it felt very safe. And then I dated another guy who I never, like I wasn't with him long enough, but I knew it was something I wasn't interested in because he was so uniform about it, and right. I could tell he also felt something was dirty about it.
So really, they feel like it's dirty about, they feel like sex, they're not sexually free, so maybe you're looking for someone who's more sexually open?
Yes.
Okay.
But not like, but I'm actually pretty, I'm certainly not I have no like fetishes or anything like
right.
that.
Right. I know, I don't either, but I always wish I did. I always wish I had a fetish. I'm like, yeah. That'd be so fun to have like a fetish. I never had one. I'm like, I want one so bad. Okay, so what about oral sex? Do you like, first let's talk about, do you like receiving oral sex?
Yes, but I find it much more intimate than intercourse, so I like receiving it after I'm comfortable with somebody.
Okay, so it's not like first date or no. second date, third date, whatever. It's not like before you have sex.
I intercourse with someone before.
You'd have intercourse before oral sex.
I would give a blowjob before I'd have sex with somebody.
Right.
But I would rather have sex with them before they went down on me.
Do you, okay. And so when they do go down on you, is there a certain like technique or anything that you like? Like how would you describe what you like?
Unfortunately, this is why I'm straight. Like I can so not imagine going down on someone. So I think I'm always astonished that someone is not bothered by it.
Right.
Like, so,
but what do they do? Right. They're not bothered by it, but doesn't turn you on.
I guess I sense that that goes back to like the clitoral stimulation.
Right. If they're good at like getting that, it. What about with like their tongue? Like if they're fast or slow or like feathery or what is there?
A little pressure.
Oh my God. Do you know that I had an interview a few weeks ago with a woman named Charisma I do a similar show, and she actually has had sex with men and women, a lot of men and women, and she's saying she has a special chin trick, so if you're interested in that show, it's Charisma. Okay. It was like 15 episodes ago, you can go, or 10 episodes ago, and it was really funny, and she's like, women go crazy for my chin trick, and I'm like, it was an oral sex chin trick.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's funny that you mentioned the chin, because I had not heard that before.
I think that's a trick. I think that was the last person I was with who had the good, you know, the ass grabbing.
Right.
It was
the ass grabbing is hot, right?
Young, so.
Oh, good my God. You know, the younger men. Do you date younger men, typically?
When I was younger, I dated older men. I have been dating younger men.
How many years younger than you?
My age now.
How many years younger?
I would say the last, my last serious relationship, last two serious relationships, they were, I guess last three, were 10 years younger, two of them, and then accidentally I dated someone who was, you know, pushing 20 years younger, and
20 years younger,
but I
wow.
wasn't comfortable with that. I really wasn't.
Right. But what was the sex like with him? Like, was it different than being with older men? Like, he was 20 years younger?
Ironically, for me, it was great. Like, he's fantastic, but it was, I think he was much more capable of being committed to the relationship than I was, and so right. it reminded me of, I felt panicked about it, I guess.
Okay.
So it was,
so
sex itself was great, and
right.
he's amazing, but I was scared to get my heart broken, basically.
Right. Okay, so have you ever been with a woman?
No, I've been with a woman and a man, but we haven't really been together, so no.
Okay. And what is your, what's the worst move a guy can make?
A head push? Like, it's shocking.
Right, the head push. We were talking about that. Like, when a guy is, like, you're fooling around with a guy, and he, like, boom, puts your head down there. You're like, I know you're hard. I know I can do this, that it's an option to give you a blowjob right now, but please don't push my head down there.
It's shocking.
I don't even like it when they put their hand on your, you know. Hope, why do you think oral sex is power? Performing oral sex.
Why do I think it's power? I like it more. I have to admit, I like it more in the beginning than I do as the relationship tends to dwindle.
Right. That's what they say. People get married or they commit and they stop performing oral sex.
Yeah. I was dating someone once who he was kind of the end of another relationship and we were mad love. And he literally said to me in his naivete, which was interesting because he wasn't that young, saying, he's like, I'll get a blowjob every day. I'm like, really?
He said he wanted one every day?
And he's like, I can't believe I'll get a blowjob every day.
And you were like, that's not going to happen.
I mean, I was fair enough to say that's not going to happen, which probably wasn't very, you know.
How do you feel about the testicles? Do you incorporate them into your blowjob making?
Yes, I do. Although I have to say I found them pretty all, you know, fairly normal. But I remember two people, one that had just like these crazy baggy testicles,
right?
Like, and one like real way bigger than the other, which was very, very strange. And then there was another guy I dated who was in fantastic shape, and he was really he was fairly young, and he was a little bit repressed, but really cute, but a bit repressed. And it was strange to me because his balls were just, he had a really nice penis, but his balls were like rock hard and tight. It was
weird.
It's
so
the only person I ever dated
like that.
Do
you play with them? Do you lick them? What do you do with them?
I would say I'm gentle with them for sure.
You're gentle. You have to be gentle, right?
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, so what's your favorite position for sex? Where are you more likely to, how are you more likely to orgasm?
On top.
On top? Is it more of a clitoral grinding back and forth?
Yes.
Or not?
I really wouldn't orgasm so much on the bottom. I mean,
right.
I don't.
But you
I like
usually,
to
would you
around.
Say that what percentage of time do you orgasm? During sex, during intercourse?
70% probably.
That's good.
Yeah.
But if you don't, are you bummed or no?
It depends. Like the last relationship was when we were having so much sex that I do feel like I never have been a believer in the multiple orgasm. Maybe it's just envy, but I don't even get
right.
it. So I'm a one orgasm person, and then my mind checks out immediately.
And then you're done.
Orgasm.
You're like, what's on TV?
Pretty much. I mean, pretty much. I would rather either orgasm simultaneously or have the guy orgasm first, because once I orgasm.
Right, right. So what's your experience with sex toys? You said that you have one, only one?
Yeah, one. I care about sex toys when I'm in a relationship. It's
no,
only
you don't. Use, it's only when you're alone. So you've never used it with a partner. Okay, the craziest sexual experience was you had sex where?
I think it's the most, I'm not saying it's the craziest, I guess, but it's the most dangerous.
Dangerous. I was
in the communist China, crawling over barbed wire fence.
But you didn't get shot at or anything.
We did not.
No, that's good.
But there were later, we did see people with machine guns patrolling the area. So it was not smart.
Do you ever play props or dress up when you were someone?
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, get dressed up, like lingerie or?
Yeah, I like that. I mean,
what do you like?
Lingerie? I'd say dressed up. Yeah, definitely, again, we talked about not. Unfortunately, like you were saying, unfortunately, fetishy. But
do you wear lingerie? Special things for your body?
Yeah, just like you know.
Do you feel that men appreciate lingerie? Because I have a thing that like some guys just don't even notice. Like you go shopping and you're like, my bra and panties match today, and they're like, they just want to have sex with you.
I think that they say they like. There's people. I think people who appreciate it in theory, but I think very few. I actually don't like the guy that really appreciates it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
it's
really?
Funny. Like,
why?
I like the guy who appreciates it in theory because I think they're the same guy that like really appreciates that you're well dressed or have a great dress on. But anybody goes back to the fetishy thing or something. If somebody really, really cared about the garter belt or something, that would make me crazy. Like, okay. I want him to find me sexy as a package, not sexy as a product.
So, how does the guy make you feel sexy?
I do feel a friend of mine mentioned the other day because I guess by saying I don't like false flattery or something, but I do like sort of uncontrolled. Oh, you're so sexy.
You're so sexy. You're so.
Like, you're so.
I always say that a guy can never tell me how hot I am like too many times.
Yeah, but it's weird. A friend of mine said me I was spoiled the other day because I was laughing saying I didn't want to have sex with him. Like he didn't tell me it was a sexier thing. But I hate people who are gratuitously complimentary.
So it has to be the right mix.
It has to be genuine. It has to be authentic. It has to be like
you can tell when a guy's authentically really into you.
Yeah, not like you're like, oh my god, you're so, that's the whole like where you, it's just chemistry where you feel like you're having
chemistry. Yeah, isn't it hard to find chemistry?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. When you find it, you know it, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for this interview, Hope. I really appreciate you sharing your sexual exploits. Yeah, okay. Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.